KXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz at the Vatican today. An elaborate funeral for a pope who favored simplicity over pomp. Pope Francis now rests in an unadorned grave in a basilica outside the walls of the Vatican, something that hasn't been done in almost a century. CBS's Tony Aiello reports.
In a packed St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis was eulogized as, quote, a pope among the people with an open heart towards everyone. The Vatican says 250,000 attended the funeral mass. Florida native Kelsey Gussie, an American journalist living and working in Rome, was tapped to give the first reading at the funeral mass.
This is such a huge honor to be a part of this momentous occasion. And so, honestly, also for me, it's a big way to say thank you, Pope Francis.
Following the funeral, tens of thousands lined the route to see the Pope's coffin carried through the streets of Rome to St. Mary Major, where Francis chose to be buried. It's a church he came to pray in often. Onlookers were visibly moved.
President Trump and Ukraine's president spoke before the funeral.
I'm Peter King. The White House says the meeting was short, about 15 minutes. In a social media post, Ukraine's Zelensky calls it a good meeting and says he and Trump discussed a lot, including a full and unconditional ceasefire. Earlier in his own social media post, Trump called on leaders and senior officials to meet now, reach a deal in order to, quote, finish it off.
Hamas said today it will release the remaining Israeli hostages in return for a truce. Details from the BBC's Shaima Halil in Jerusalem.
What Hamas wants is not a partial ceasefire. They want an end to the war. And so this new iteration of the proposal envisages a complete withdrawal by the Israeli forces from Gaza, the release of all hostages in one go, and in exchange for Hamas prisoners and the cessation of violence for 5 to 7 years.
In Milwaukee today.
Oh, hey, hey, immigrants are here to stay.
Continued protests against the Trump administration's ongoing mass deportations and the arrest of a county judge on charges she obstructed the arrest last week of a migrant who's in the country illegally. In London today. Hundreds of cyclists wearing tweed rode through the streets of the British capital. Some of them wore vintage tweed and rode antique bikes like the so-called penny farthing bike with its large front wheel. The 10-mile route passes famous landmarks, including St. Paul's Cathedral and the Palace of Westminster, where Britain's Parliament meets. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's hour number two of Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A huge lineup tonight. Coming up next, 30 minutes past the hour, Last Crack. It's going to be in the studio talking about all sorts of fun stuff. And, of course, live in the lair, the Spine Steelers. They're warming up right now. So much equipment coming in. I think there must be a truck outside. Double Dip Cat and the Hurricane, two in a row on the other side. We'll tell you where they're going to be playing live. And it's all happening right now across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cause I said I discarded, but I still hate to sleep alone. Maybe I could breathe better if you just take off my shirt. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my caffeine, got alcohol.
Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio. It's your double dip. Double dip. Double dip. Double dip. So Bro from Cat and the Hurricane. Gamma Ray on 570. They're going to be up at Spring Green on 523. More information, maxincradio.com. Follow us along on all those social media things, too. That's how we connect to the local stuff. We connect you to the local stuff, right, Rocker?
That's right. And hey, you know, Rob.
Yeah.
We play all this great local music, right?
We do.
And we should remind people that if they want to send us in music that to be considered for on-air playback,
right?
You can send MP3 format.
Yeah.
Send it to music@civicmedia.us. And we'll take a listen to it and, you know, see what's going on.
Works
maybe
every
even
time.
Bring you in for an interview. So get a hold of us. Let us know what's happening with your original music.
Great. That, you know, that's the way to do it. I've seen so many new songs and maybe even some artists that I didn't think were still making new stuff. And bam, in the inbox, there's new stuff. I just love it. All this local stuff is brought to you by the Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wisconsin's largest used instrument inventory, a great selection of amps, strings, and accessories you need, plus the area's largest service center with expert technicians, which is super important. It's hard to get the stuff fixed sometimes. Visit Guitar Shop Wisconsin today on Wright Street, right next to Madison College in Madison, or shop online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm reading email about buckets that are coming in.
He just got another email about even more local music, and that's what we do here on Max Inc. Radio. And the band's setting up. We've got a slide guitar in here, a whole mess of other guitars. There's a couple of little...
Some ukuleles.
Is that what
ukulele,
they are?
And there's a banjo player here as well.
You know, we haven't had this many people in the studio in a little bit. Well, not at least with me.
It's been a little while, hasn't it?
Yeah, so that's going to be great. Can't wait to hear the Spine Stealers. That's happening in the next hour. But coming up at the bottom of this hour, who are we talking to, Rocker?
I hope we're going to be talking to the Last Crack guys coming in. I'm sure that they're having a tough time parking, but...
I had to park on the roof of the building, so it was crazy.
And Instar 4. Segra and Jesse, they will be in later on to tell us about the indoor music and craft festival that's happening at the High Noon Saloon coming up.
Cool. Hey, let's play some Sunspot. They're doing stuff at Broadfest. It seemed crazy to me that we were talking Broadfest like last week.
Yeah.
And then I went out and sure enough, I got to order my brats for Take Your Brat to Work Day. I mean, it's coming up like right around the corner.
Take Your Brat to Work Day?
Yeah, you don't do that?
No.
Oh, Rocker. Well, let's do it this year.
Well, I work in my basement, so.
Sunspot now on Max Inc. Radio. Can I talk to them? I'll be right behind the wall, and I'll wait for you to call my name. I used to want to come back as a spirit and be in some romantic tragedy. I'd be Patrick Swayze, and you would be my sweet Demi. But when I talk, you couldn't hear it. If I materialized, you couldn't see. How could I be happy without some sexy pottery? If we can be together, who wants to live forever? When you're just looking. If I walked the earth as a phantom, I'd haunt every place we used to go. But what would I do with all these strangers in our home? And if every time I showed was random, and I was just an orb in some photos, I'd rather be 6 feet beneath an old gravestone. What's the point of a soul? Just looking right through me. If I will always be lonely, there's no point.
I just go to the light. I just go to the light. I just go to the light. If I can't see you tonight, then I'll just go to the light. If we can't make things right, then I'll just go to the light. If I'm out of your sight, I'll just go to the light. There's no reason to fight, I'll just go to the
Radio. Two in a row. Two artists you can see at Broadfest right now on Max Inc. Radio. This is Frank Martin Bush. One of my favorite tunes, Jesus Drives a Chrysler on Civic Media. We are local music.
Jesus drives a Chrysler. God drives a Dodge. We all drink beer and get high in my garage. They say it doesn't matter the car you drive. Nobody here's getting out of this alive. Tell me now, you still love me? Tell me now, you still care? Tell me how you're thinking of me when I'm not there. Till you suffer through the pain. From the darkest valleys to the tallest clouds, quiet whispers to crying out loud. But I know there's something out there, and it's gold, and it's mine. So I'll hold the line I'm walking, and I'll get by. Yes, I'll get by. Top of those stairs, but even if there isn't, it's worth call. Maybe the journey's the reason for it all. Tell me now, you still love me, and tell me now, you still care. Tell me how you're dreaming of me when I'm not
Two amazing bands, both new in Bratfest this year. More information. You can connect yourself to all the things. Follow along with us at the Civic Media Radio Network. And just type in Max Inc. Radio, and then you can pop up there. Maybe we'll listen to a little podcast of the show and all sorts of other connections also. This hour's local music is brought to you by Herbal Aspect, for a location in Dane County, new store in Sun Prairie, Winnebago Street, of course, University and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspect.com. Also, Lazy Oaf Lounge. It's patio season, and there's no patio better than at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison. And kick off spring, enjoy half-price wing baskets and that Milwaukee game. Lunch, great specials daily. Soups made from scratch, fast, friendly service. It's Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find their specials, their menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com. The Spine Stealers are warming up right now. Oh, and there's so many amazing instruments and artists in there. I just can't wait till you get to hear them in person. But first, Ghost Particles. Beth Keeley is on this track.
I was clueless. I missed the news. I was riding my horses. Missed your cues. I missed the mile where we turned back home. I need your currency. I need it alone. The sun was joking, the wind was foul. The pipes were broken, I don't know how. The way you reached across and touched my hand, like a soldier from a foreign land. Someday we'll be together. We'll hold the cards and deal the weather. I see you on the edge of fate. Every thread we held unraveled. Look to the stars across the sky. But the man in the moon, he closed his eyes. He was oblivious. He was oblivious. It's up to you and it's up to me. In all the things that we believe, what we want or think we need to find this time. But dreams are long, they make you see everyone who's sailing free or floating on this cruel sea. How could I miss you and then miss me? Someday we'll be. He was oblivious.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event. Come see a band or get hitched at the Loxley venue. Find the Loxley Venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at loxleyvenue.com. That's LOXLEY venue.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com. It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock. The Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I would say that you're all just a bunch of blood brothers of the big black bear.
Greg.
Crack on Max Inc. Radio. All this local goodness is brought to you by Loxley Live Music Venue. It's live music and it has a new home right here on Madison's West Side, Verona Road in Fitchburg. See the full schedule at loxleyvenue.com. That's LOXLEYvenue.com.
Hey, Rob, here we are. We are here. We are here live in the studio. Last Crack, they hit the streets of Madison on September 6, 1987, as memorialized in their epic song, Blood Brothers of the Big Black Bear, which we just heard. By 1989, the song was released on their debut, Sinister Funkhouse No. 17, and by 1990, Last Crack was recording at El Dorado Studios with superstar producer Dave Jordan, producing their critically acclaimed sophomore album, Burning Time, for Roadrunner Records. A live album, Burning House Live, was recorded at a reunion in 2002, and the band's latest release, The Uprising, was released in 2019. Then came the lockdowns, and the band has been on hiatus ever since. Until now, Last Crack will be headlining the Rocker Jamboree at the Burr Oak in Madison on Sunday, May 4th. And here in the studio tonight is Paul Schluter, guitarist from Last Crack. Paul, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, Rocker. It's good to be here.
You know, we're supposed to have your buddy, singer Butto, in the studio, but it turns out...
He's just driving around the building, right?
That's what I was doing.
One of the bands that he's playing with at the Jamboree, Mindox, their practice kind of got pushed, and they're getting up to the deadline, so he had to remain and kind of practice with that band in order to be prepared for next Sunday. And so now... what does it mean, actually, to be a blood brother of the Big Black Bear?
That's just been such a long time thing. That's funny when you said September 6, 1987. Yeah. We were walking these streets in Madison, and I remember that night really well, and that's where that song came from. And it's been just this crazy, wild, wild journey with this band. And yet again, you know, something comes up like this jamboree that we're going to play, and we're all kind of brought back together because, like you said, during COVID, that was kind of, you know, we had just released our latest album after years and years and years. And so we haven't done a lot since then. Well, and this is kind of a thing to bring it back.
Yeah. My question, though, what does it mean to be a blood brother?
Yeah, he was trying to get out of the question.
Of the big black bear.
He was trying to get out of it.
I mean, you know, I guess I would qualify as one of those people who hung out at the Black Bear Bar, right?
And took acid.
That was downtown Madison. And it was just all those people that hung out at the bar. It was really like Madison's metal bar at the time.
Oh, absolutely. It was a community. And we practiced nearby there. So we frequented there all the time. It was a rock and roll bar with a rock and roll jukebox. And we knew everybody there. The first time I saw our video on MTV, it was on the Black Bear's TV.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I remember the first time that I heard Blood Brothers of Black Bear, it was on that rock jukebox because they did have the rock and roll
jukebox
of Madison. You know, Judas Priest and, you know, just metal bands. But then all of a sudden they had a local band on there, which was kind of unheard of really at the time. Like a local band appearing on a jukebox where you could put a quarter in and play
right,
the song.
And a local band escaping, you know, the bubble of Madison, I guess.
Right. That was an amazing time. Well, take me back to 1987. Tell me about starting Last Crack in the Madison music scene.
Well, it was really interesting. We, Don Bakken, the other guitar player, and I had left a band that we were playing in. We wanted to write our own music. And we found Phil and Todd, who were a drummer and bass duo, and instantly clicked with those guys. And we tried out a bunch of different singers for over a year. And it's really funny. There was a music store here called Good and Loud Music.
Yes.
And that's where we found Phil and Todd. We had put up an ad and said, two guitar players looking for a bass player, drummer, and singer. And then about a year later, we saw Butto's ad for a vocalist looking for a band. And it was a very weird fit. He was totally coming from like this punk.
The Snot Rockets,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. This punk sort of thing. And but I think he recognized that we were like this really tight band, and we just made it work. And that's part of what makes it so unique is the, you know, it's not like we all were like really big in Metallica, and so we sounded like Metallica. We were a stew of all kinds of influences.
Right. I mean, it was pretty amazing how that came together. And that Black Bear crowd, you developed a huge loyal fan base. Tell us about, you know, how that fan base worked to kind of propel you guys past Madison. It was really kind of this hometown crowd that lifted you up.
Well, I think like metal, you know, which we sort of, you know, we leaned a lot metal. Metal is a loyal crowd, especially when we went to Europe. I know I've always said, like, if the people in Europe, the fans there loved your first album, they'll buy your 13th crappy album just because they're loyal, you know? So kind of the same around here. I just came from a show. I was kind of lost my voice there talking over the music, but there was a bunch of East Side Madison people, the old crowd, lots of Last Crack people. And wow. They're still fans, you know, 30-something years later, you know.
That's incredible. Now, Last Crack gets signed to Roadrunner Records, and you were all really young at that time, maybe some just out of high school, not too long. What did it feel like to kind of get that kind of recognition for your art, you know, being signed to a major record label?
It was absolutely amazing. I mean, ever since I was 7 years old and saw my dad play with his band, thank you. I dreamed of that. We all did. All of us as musicians, you dream of getting signed and getting lifted up and being on MTV and all that. And that all was actually happening. And I signed my record contract at age 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I once was speaking with Randy, who was the producer for your first album. We'll talk about that in a second. But he looked at me and he said, you know, how did these guys at 19 years old, how did they know how to write this music? Because it was amazing from the demo tape. Now, your album, the debut album, Sinister Funkhouse number 17, was recorded at Prince's Paisley Park Studio in Minneapolis with late local legendary producer Randy Green. Tell us about working with Randy to produce your demo tape that got you signed and got you your first album.
So, very interesting. We used to practice in this storage unit for $50 a month just outside of McFarland, outside of Madison.
Nice. That's cheap.
No heat, no air, just power.
And that's all you need.
So that's where we first jammed with Butto. And shortly after, we decided, like, we want to record after we had a couple of songs. And we went and recorded with Randy. And Randy used to put this reverb over everything. I don't know, everybody that recorded with Randy, they used to call him Reverb Randy.
Yeah.
And it was magical. It kind of had this sound. And Monty at Roadrunner Records heard it and hated it at first, from what I've heard, and somehow listened to it again and loved it.
Wow.
And then they had put us with this guy, this producer in Minneapolis, and he changed our stuff all up, all weird, changed our song structures. And then they immediately fired this guy after the demo we did in the demo studio, Paisley. And they said, what about that guy that did your demo?
Yeah.
So we pulled him in. And we recorded the album at Paisley Park.
Now, I've had the privilege of listening to that demo, and I'd have to say that the arrangements on the demo are almost the same as what's on the album.
They are. Like, Randy didn't mess with us. And
yeah.
I'm a producer, too, now. And I'm the type of producer, I think partially because of that experience with this other guy, I don't mess with band stuff.
Yeah.
I rarely do mess with their thing. If it's cool, I'm just not going to screw it up and change it to put my mark on it, you know?
That's really important. That's some wise knowledge there, some experience. Now let's see. This was a question for Butto, but we're going to give it to you. What's the process that you guys go through with writing those songs? Was it the music first, or, you know, did the riff come first, or did the word come first?
Music almost always.
Yes.
And I was like a writing machine back then. I would flop my hands on the guitar, literally flop my hands on the guitar and start writing parts. And I told myself to, like, if I wrote one part, I better write two more, because it was, you know, always hard to come up with something else.
Yeah.
So I would bring that stuff in at practice or just come up with it on the spot. And then it was a collective of everybody contributing. And even Butto as a vocalist might, you know, punch on his punching bag or write on the walls or whatever, but he'd maybe go like, wait, right there, go bop, 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 bop. And so some of the weirdest punctuations musically are actually come from him.
Yeah, well, he's a drummer too, right?
Yeah.
So that made a little difference. Well, for your sophomore album, Burning Time, you worked with another legendary producer nationally, Dave Jordan, who is famous for Alice in Chains and Kiss and just a plethora of other bands. The band sound goes from gritty local metal band to oral masterpiece. Even the songwriting is refined to a new level. Tell us about that evolution.
It was a huge maturing between the albums. We all lived in a house together in Minneapolis, and we were away from everybody in Madison. And we just would go downstairs and practice, and we had to live with each other. We, you know, had to tolerate each other. And I think that helped to speed up the process. Also, one of our guitar techs showed me some scales and showed Don some scales. And we knew nothing, really. You know, we knew we were just winging it previous, you know. Learning that stuff and learning just this little tidbit of, like, music theory really helped my writing a lot and changed everything.
Wow. Hard to believe. And Dave Jordan, he was just, I mean, he made the album sound, like, big time.
Yeah. He did create this great sound, kind of like Randy did with the reverb of our magical demo, yeah. You know? And we're also not very big fans of the sound of the album that we did at Paisley Park. Great experience. I mean, we sat there and watched Prince eat dinner and Sheila E. cook stir fry in the kitchen. And he was recording in the B studio and gave us the A studio.
Wow.
And then we flipped studios. And when we flipped studios, the album never sounded the same.
No.
Yeah. We just never got it back. It sounded amazing in A. We moved to B. And I don't know. I would love to get those master tapes and remix that album.
Wow. Last Crack is coming out of hiatus to perform a set at the Rocker Jamboree at the Burr Oak in Madison on Sunday, May 4th. It's a benefit for Mama Cares. And yours truly, Rocker, for my medical expenses after suffering a heart attack on stage with my band Iron Plow. Now, you guys are pulling this together. You're playing with Last Crack. You're also playing with Magic 7. Tell us about, you know, kind of coming together and bringing all these people and friends and everything together for this great cause.
Well, speaking of friends, I'm very, very happy you're alive, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
You and I have, I mean,
yeah,
on since 1993, right?
We've been around the world together.
Yeah, we have. So, yeah, I'm very grateful that you're here to talk to me. And we're all friends. The Magic 7 guys, we haven't played with in years. And the Last Crack guys, it's been quite a few years. It's going to be a family reunion, and I hope maybe we'll continue on. It'll inspire us to do more.
That's what I was going to ask that question, so that's a great answer. Now, Paul, you have been praised by the likes of Dimebag Darrell for guitar playing, and now you play in a country band with your wife, Elizabeth Mary. Do you still get to pull off those crazy leads?
Yeah, you know, I enjoy being really tasteful, too.
Mm-hmm.
I leave the fast plank to my son now from Power Takeoff.
We had him in the studio last week.
That was great. I listened to that. But he's doing all those fast, crazy things that I used to do. And I just feel like I've matured and I want to write melodic leads. And when I have people in my studio, I push them towards writing melodic David Gilmour type of leads. And I actually have some of that stuff on Burning Time, too.
Yeah.
It's not all fast, crazy, you know.
Yeah, I remember when he said, you know, don't get rid of those squeals.
But Dimebag, when we met him in Texas, he was like, hey, man, keep doing those squawks. Oh, and it's like, that was so great. I miss him.
Yeah, and he specifically showed up to see Last Crack that night. That was I remember that was a great show. You know, now, Butto, I heard that he's playing drums for the Vanishing Kids. I was going to ask him about that, but that's pretty cool. He's out there jamming as well. Paul, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on Max Inc. Radio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Always love being here.
Now, we're going to listen to one of the oral masterpieces from Burning Time, and it's called Mini Toboggan. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that features a world-class slide guitar solo in the end of that. That's really brilliant. But it's a song about Butto and his sister, right? Coming home to sled.
Yes.
Tell us about that song, because, I mean, there's so much going on in the song. Like I was talking about your guitar playing. Tell us about the oral tapestry that Jordan was able to create with that song.
So a couple of things that come to mind with that are lasting. We used to call that song Chocolate Church.
What?
And it was, I want a religion I can gobble up. I remember we played it at OK's a couple of times. And the lyrics were really not formed. Half of his lyrics were not formed when we went out to LA to go record with this huge producer. And Jordan was very cool about it. Had Butto pull out notebooks. And that song was originally in the studio called Jen and Todd's Midi Toboggan.
Wow.
About his brother and sister. And I didn't like that at all. There was, in hindsight, at 2020 now, I love it. But I didn't like it. I just didn't want it to be that.
Wow.
But Jordan loved it and nurtured that idea. And it came out to be what it is now. And it's perfect. The guitar playing is icy. It's exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a tapestry.
Gives you the picture of that. And then one other thing about the solo, too. Our engineer was there, and he said, hey, do you mind if I go step out for lunch? Here's how you could punch yourself in. And I'm in this million-dollar studio. It's Marvin Gaye's old studio.
Yeah.
And I was already nervous. I didn't know what I was going to do. And he was there, and I just felt intimidated. And when he left, I lit some incense in there, dimmed down the lights, and I felt like I was in my own million-dollar studio. And I would have never done slide. I was like trying all kinds of crazy stuff, pulled out the slide, and that's like one of the first takes.
Now, I've seen you play that song a lot, and I've seen you play it with a lighter. I've seen you play it with a beer bottle. I've seen people come out of the audience and hand him a lighter because, you know, you forgot to maybe grab one on the way
slide,
up, right?
Or Todd Winger knocked my glass slide off of the amp, you know, and it broke.
Wow, that is so awesome. Well, thanks so much again for coming in. Last Crack is playing the Rocker Jamboree coming up Sunday, May 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison. And now let's listen to Mini Toboggan. This is off 1991's Burning Time on Roadrunner Records. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you.
Last crack on Max Inc. Radio. Spine Stealers are next, live in the lair. Back in a minute, right after this, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Home in the
crystal winter. I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On April 22nd, in the Wisconsin State Senate, something happened that you don't see too often. A high-profile bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 32-1 to extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to 12 months. Wisconsin is one of only two U.S. states that has not already extended this critical postpartum coverage. So with that kind of support, you'd expect the bill to pass, right? Well, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has repeatedly blocked this legislation from coming up for a vote. Several Republican state representatives have been speaking out on this, urging Voss to change his tune, but he has not yet budged. It's time for Voss to end this charade and allow this bill to come up for a vote. If he's opposed, he can still vote against it. But one person should not block a bill that has already been supported by the majority of his own party. Let the people vote, Mr. Speaker.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Special messages were said around the world today for Pope Francis in Denver. And in Buenos Aires, Argentina, the Pope's home country. CBS's John Dickerson.
The simple coffin, chosen by Pope Francis himself, became the day's central symbol. A ceremony shaped to strip back the ornate rituals of papal burial, just as Francis had tried to strip back the office itself, restoring it to a pastoral priesthood. In his homily, when Cardinal Ray described the church Francis envisioned, a home for all, a home with its doors always open, the crowd erupted in cheers. They continued to cheer references to